Every year, thousands of hopeful entrepreneurs in this country decide to take the plunge and start up a business of their own. And every year, thousands fail. Regardless of how you measure it, it is a stark fact that well over half of all startup businesses fail within the first 3 years. So what is it that marks the line between success and failure? Why is it that some entrepreneurs race ahead to glory while others fall at the first hurdle? As the enterprise editor of the Sunday Times, I am privileged to have been able to spend the past few years talking to entrepreneurs about what makes them tick. This book tells some of their stories. Through personal, in-depth interviews, 40 successful entrepreneurs explain how they managed to defy the statistics and triumph over the odds to turn their dreams into reality. How they got started. How they found the money they needed. How they decided what to do and how they went about it. How they made it a success. But it also tells how some of them made stupid mistakes, how some had doubts, and how others encountered overwhelming frustrations and difficulties, and how for some there were times when everything went wrong and they sat down and wept because it was just all too hard. If you have ever dreamt of starting up a business of your own, this book is for you. Some of the people included in this book you will already have heard of. Others you may not, although the chances are that you will hear a lot more of them in the future as their success grows. All of them were chosen because they started up their own businesses from scratch and despite everything have survived and thrived. They all have inspiring stories to tell. There are many theories about what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, and for someone looking in from the outside, most of them sound fairly daunting. There is a widely held perception that you have to start young, preferably while you're still at school, that you have to risk everything. Give up your steady job, make sacrifices in your personal life, and put your home and life savings on the line. That you have to have been thinking of brilliant business ideas from birth, and preferably made your first million by the time you are 17. The good news is that these are all just that, theories. As you will see as you read this book, the majority of successful entrepreneurs do not belong to a special breed of supermen or women blessed with special powers, so that everything they touch instantly turns to gold. In reality, most entrepreneurs are people just like the rest of us, who forget their door keys, lose vital phone numbers, and leave things on trains. They come in all shapes and sizes. They can be old or young, well-educated or not, male or female, naturally confident or painfully shy. They can be the type of person who dreams up a dozen new business ideas a day, or the sort who has only ever had one, which may not even be original. In fact, what makes the whole idea of becoming a successful entrepreneur so very exciting is that there are no rules. Age. Perhaps one of the most reassuring aspects of reading through these interviews is that they explode the myth that you have to start young to be a successful entrepreneur. John Mudd was in his mid-50s by the time he felt brave enough to take the plunge and start up his own snack company. Stephanie Manuel spent decades secretly dreaming of setting up a theater school for children while she raised a family of her own. She finally got the opportunity to turn her dream into reality at the age of 44. Professor Colin Gray, professor of enterprise development at the Open University, says, "Research shows that many successful entrepreneurs do not actually start off straight away. Instead, they acquire the skills they need by working for someone else, so by the time they set up on their own, they are able to draw on many years of working experience. As a result, their businesses often go on to survive longer than others. Neither do you have to have shown signs of being entrepreneurial in childhood to make a success of it as an adult. Many of the entrepreneurs included in this book did find inventive ways of making money as children.